Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson throws to second for one, and Taylor throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bresciud moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreth moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landreth scores. Bressuit moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Eddie Bresciud. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhodes for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Stu Miller now pitching. George Altman pinch hits for Erle Viral. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Walls reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires to third and picks off Altman. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Stu Miller. Don Elston now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Sam Jones now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires to first and picks off Mays. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.